The phone rings nonstop, and a line stretches out the door at Bowie Bakery in El Paso. The shop allows three customers inside at a time as a COVID precaution. The bakery is busier than usual this holiday season.
We're buying red tamales for the office. We figured we'd spread some holiday cheer.
Fred Lopez ordered some traditional red chile pork tamales for his engineering firm.
So everybody's working from home, but today people are stopping by to pick up some things for the holiday, so we figured we'd surprise them with tamales.
Takeout tamales might be the only way many El Pasoans get their supply this year.
A lot of people, older, especially older people, have died or have had to be quarantined from the whole family.
Juan Carlos Favela says COVID has taken a toll on the tradition.
And those people were usually the ones that kind of brought the whole family together.
They were the keepers of the recipes. Favela owns La Primera Tortilla Factory, a family-run business that sells masa, the cornmeal dough, for tamales.
In fact, I have had a couple of customers call and ask for recipes on how to do the tamales because of their grandmas, their mothers passing away and stating that now they're going to have to do them by themselves.
We lost their voices as they watched over us. Those voices are the voices of our ancestors.
Author and poet Benjamin Alire Sainz lives in El Paso. He has fond memories of making tamales with his family just across the state line in rural New Mexico. His brothers and sisters continued the tamale-making tradition after his mother died a few years ago.
She left us her wisdom, and part of those wisdom is in the making of tamales, because people get together and they tell stories, and we can't even get together and tell those stories at this moment.
COVID has only accelerated the modern-day trend of busy families buying tamales. Stuffing all those corn husks with masa and fillings is labor-intensive. Lupita's Tamales has been in business 35 years. The line is always long during the holidays, but this year it's even longer. Tamale sales are a bright spot for restaurants that are struggling because of COVID, says owner America Sanchez.
Well, we do want to keep the business, and we want to keep it going for the families here, you know, and everybody that works here. And also, well, for them to have something good to eat as well.
Teresa Cordell was picking up something good to eat at Lupita's.
Some red, some green, and some turkey tails. Colitas de pavo.
She used to make tamales with her children when they were living at home.
Believe it or not, we switched it over to brisket with red chili barbecue.
That's the thing about tamales. The recipes and the memories are as unique as the families who make them. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.